little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Two Sundays ago, I went, took the kids to Aladdin, and it's not Aladdin the Panto, this is Disney's Aladdin, the touring production of the West End show. And it's, like I said, absolutely incredible. Mind-blowing performances all around. And I thought I was booking the third row, row C. But as it turned out, once they took out space for the band and everything, I was sitting right behind the conductor, right in the front row, your man waving his arms, and sitting, staring, right, like I was right there, right next to all the performers.
Eyeballing them.
Yeah, staring at them. And one of those performers is here this afternoon. JP managed to track down the contact details of Princess Jasmine. She's coming in this afternoon. Do you want to bring her in?
Let's bring her in.
Let's bring in Princess Jasmine from Disney's Aladdin. This is Desmonda Cathabel.
Your Majesty!
Hello there, I'm Ray. Lovely to meet you. How are you?
Desmonda, how are you? Sit down.
Well, Desmonda, do I call you Princess? Do I call you Your Majesty?
Yes, Your Majesty, Princess, Queen, everything.
Royalty. Royalty, yeah.
Exactly.
It's lovely to meet you. How are you finding Ireland? You've been here, what, 2 weeks now, is it?
We have been here 2 weeks, and we have 2 weeks left, so we're getting there. But yeah, I've been loving Ireland, loving Dublin, loving all the audience. It's so great here.
Do you get to see much when you're touring like this? Because you're performing pretty much every day.
To be fair, like, I think we have quite a few nice sit-ins in like all the venues. Like, we have, for example, we have a full 4 weeks in Dublin. So like, we have the days off to just like, you know, have like a chill out day, or like even like go around the city and like look around. So yeah, it's like, I feel like I can see a lot, but sometimes I have like to choose, like, do I just want to lay in and just kind of like be lazy today?
Yeah, I can imagine you do. That's one of the things that I'm sure as a performer, you hate the expression, or you hate the notion of the audience being taken out of the show. By the way, we are huge Aladdin fans in my house, like massive. When the show was coming, we bought the tickets as soon as it was announced, and we paid for the ticket, didn't blag, paid for the tickets. And we went last Sunday week. So I was, do you remember? I was staring right at you. I was staring at everyone. So it wasn't a creepy thing, but it was like that weird thing of with the front row.
Yes.
Well, you must have that as a performer.
It was close. You were really close.
But when you make eye contact like that, do you have that weird sort of thing of like, okay, I'm going to look away now, because they're looking straight at me?
It's always in the periphery of my vision. It's like, I can always see, like, you know, little kids in costumes, or even like grown men.
Grown men should know better.
Just kind of like,
oh. Never had a friend.
But we love that. I think that's the best thing that I could find in performing on stage, because you actually see the audience literally in front of you and see their reactions, if they're laughing, if they're not, if they hate it.
Well, I don't think anyone hated it. I did feel a little bit of pressure to when you or any of the other performers would look right in my eye, that I'd have to do a little bit of a, you're doing great. Keep it up. You're doing great. I'm loving this. Well, that was me putting on me, really.
Yeah. Well, you're being lovely.
Well, I am now. Yeah. Generally, you try living with me. It's a whole different story. The thing I was going to say about being taken out of the show, right, is, and maybe it's a reflection of me and being a negative person, is that when I'm sitting there watching you, all of you, do your thing on stage in Aladdin, that it seems so hard, like, not just the singing, which is something else, but the dancing, the moves, the choreography, the running in and off for hours, in some cases doing a second show in a day, and then I start spiraling into, when was the last time she was at home? Or when was the last, you know, because you're touring, you're doing 4 weeks in Dublin, and then you're going to go on to the next place.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I imagine life on the road, it's just really hard work.
Quite hard. And also, like, because I'm not originally from the country, so I moved to the UK, like, only about 2 years ago. So I'm from Indonesia.
Right.
So it's even rarer for me to go home, because it's so far away. Yeah. It's on the other side of the earth, basically. So the last time I went home is probably like 4 months ago, and that's the only time that I could go in like a year. So it is quite tough, but But I think, because this is my first time touring, okay, I kind of like take on stride and kind of think of it as if this is my time to actually travel the country, travel to another country, and just, you know, be able to see other people, you know, other cities, and also at the same time being paid.
The money, well, that's the other thing. It's not like you're doing it for free. It's like exactly. they put the money in my account at the end of every month. When you ask how hard is it, it makes it a lot easier when I get the guest.
It is quite hard. And like this show in particular is so physical.
Yeah.
There's so many dancing, and like you wouldn't even like really expect it from just like a family show, but there's so much of everything going on at the same time on stage: dancing, singing, magic, you know, flying magic carpet. Like, it's everything is happening. So it is quite a hard show, and I'm actually quite, because I feel like being a princess, I feel like I can't complain, because
you're the lead, you're the female
lead.
Yeah,
I know.
You're the queen.
Like,
you are the top of the pyramid.
Being
a
princess, doing princess things, like I can't really complain. Like, seeing all of my castmates, my company members, really just like working so hard on the stage. You being in the front row, you could probably see their sweat.
The
literally.
Sweat. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And the genie that running around. All of you.
Yeah.
And like I say, it wasn't just you. I was thinking of. It was each individual member.
Exactly.
I was looking at going, when were they home last time?
Yeah, exactly.
When did they sleep in their own bed? Or when? You know, not that I'm asking you to complain, but it is a wild ride that you're in the middle of the moment. So you grew up in Indonesia.
I did.
Moved to London. You're based in London now.
Currently, yes.
Right, okay.
Because I trained there. Okay. I moved here to train.
So I got you. All right. Yeah. So you moved 2 years ago to train.
2 years.
So what's the dream? What's the goal? Is it West End? Is it Broad?
Well, this is the goal. I just want to. Well, my goal personally, I've always just wanted to do to work as a performer, because back in Indonesia, I mean, obviously there's like all kinds of performing jobs, but musical theater in particular is not really like a career there. You can do some bits of musical theater, but it's not really like a full-time career.
Right.
So like my dream was always like, if I could just work as a musical theater actor, then I'd be set. So this is the goal, really. Like, I'm already living my dream, and I'm playing a princess. So it's really great. I mean, obviously, I would want to just perform anywhere, West End, Broadway, and just like do a lot of different stuff. And just like, there's so much going on in the UK and the Ireland as well, and like it's so rife with like all the art scene is so big, and so you can just do a lot of things. And
do what you dream of.
Yeah, exactly.
And you are certainly living the dream. Yeah. One of the things that I always when you go to a show and they announce Aladdin is going to be performed by somebody else today, or the day we were there, well, it was a different Aladdin, and Nene was playing the genie. And for me, well, straight away I'm like, oh, does this mean I'm not going to get the same level of the regular? Am I not going to get the show that everyone, the best show? And then you watch the show and you're just totally blown away by it.
Exactly.
It's like, but then how does that work? That whole situation of like making sure that you're so on top of your game, even as a stand-in, that you need to deliver for the audience that have paid top dollar to go and see the show.
I think that's kind of like says a lot about the amount of talent and hard work that every single company member is, you know, have, like just like within themselves. It's because, like, for example, Genie, all of the our principal Genie, Yokai Ushe, and like also like the standby first cover, second cover, even third cover, like they all have
in three levels of cover.
Yeah, because it's such a hard role, isn't it?
Tell me about the bitching then.
No.
Go on. Because surely there is like, oh, she screwed up that note.
No.
And yet still I don't get a look in.
Oh my God, not at all. I think it's because like every single take of the role is different. And like this is the kind of show where, for example, Genie is such a role that you actually have to make it your own. Like you can't just like copy the other person.
Yeah.
Because like even if you have to just like have so much fun in that character that, you know, just like every person, every actor has a different take. And I'm amazed every time everyone, you know, a understudy or a standby goes on, because like it's such a completely new show for us as well. Like it's so different.
So even though you like you know better than anybody else, of course, you're well, this friend like me, which is an incredible performance. And then, of course, there's up on the carpet, which is the best. Do you want it? Will we do a bit together now? Can you, have you got your headphones there? Can you throw on your headphones?
I can show it.
Can you?
Yeah. Oh gosh, there's an actual music going on.
I can show the world.
Oh yeah.
Shining, shimmering, splendid.
Aren't you Aladdin people?
Hang on, do I have the rest of the word? I tell you what, can we go? Will we skim on to the end and we do the very end bit? Can we do it?
Sure.
You jump in because I don't know where it is, where I'm supposed to do it.
With you. Oh.
Oh God, this girl can sing. Really, there's levels.
I guess.
Young world. Oh, that's where we'll be.
That's where we'll be.
A thrilling chase.
A wondrous place.
For you and me.
You rehearse for this.
We are, like I said, in my house, we are Aladdin crazy. And now we're Jasmine crazy.
Hey.
Oh my God, it's honestly a pleasure. I told my little boy that I was meeting you today, and he said, "Are you meeting like the Jasmine that we saw in the show?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Will you get her autograph for me?" So we've got the brochure, the program.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to get you to sign her for me.
Absolutely,
we're such fans. Listen, thank you so much for joining us. The show is on in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre until the 14th of April. Get your tickets at BordGáisEnergyTheatre.com and Desmondas at DesmondaCC is your Instagram.
It is my Instagram. Princess, thank you for having me.
Royalty.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.